Coming up on KSDP News, we hear from another Trump supporter, and the contest for District 37's House Rep is heating up. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams with some local news on Wednesday, November the 2nd, 2016. As the November 8th election approaches, we've been checking in with voters around the state, asking what issues matter to them most and who they're supporting for president. Today, we visit the Trump campaign headquarters in Anchorage to hear from volunteer Margie Ward. Ward is 68 years old. She's a longtime activist in Republican politics, but Donald Trump is the first presidential candidate she's worked for since Pat Bushin's primary run in 1996. She sat down with Rachel Waldos of Alaska's Energy Desk to explain why she's pulling for Trump.
The Trump campaign's Alaska headquarters occupies half of a small blue commercial building off the old Seward Highway in South Anchorage. The other half of the building is home to Jerry and Margie Ward's real estate business. And if you come looking for Trump yard signs or bumper stickers, Margie Ward is the one who will get you set up.
Hi, I'm looking for Margie Ward.
Hi,
I'm Rachel Waldholz with Alaska Public Media.
Inside, the television is tuned to coverage of the most recent Trump rally.
Where would you like to? We can meet back there. That's the Trump room back there.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, let's meet there.
As we sit down, Ward says her top priorities this election are jobs for Alaskans and making sure her children and grandchildren have the same opportunities she's had. She supported Donald Trump from the very beginning.
When he spoke, it sounded like to me that he was speaking from his heart rather than some manuscript or something that was so political that it was weighed very heavily before he said it. He just spoke from his heart, and I kind of appreciate a person who doesn't need to read a speech or have made up words for them, that they speak their own words and speak from their heart. And he seemed to do that to me.
Even when those words are sometimes maybe intemperate or people have accused him of being inflammatory or even racist, you don't hear that?
No, I do hear that. I hear it, but I don't hear it the same way maybe you hear it. I hear it as a working man who has had to work with working people. I come from a family where my brothers worked in the construction field. I understand that. I also think that sometimes we are brought up in Alaska with a softer side than, say, a person from New York, and I understand that difference as well.
And so when you vote for president, what are the issues that matter most to you? What do you care about?
Well, I care about employment. And I also care about the justices that are going to be appointed. I think that's a real concern. And I usually think of my my grandsons and my granddaughters, what their life is going to be like. I want to see them have an opportunity to have an Alaskan like I grew up in, and like I've known. And I don't think that they'll get that with Hillary Clinton.
What is it that you worry about if Hillary Clinton were elected?
I worry about her getting us into a war and having to have the young people sacrifice their lives for a war that we can't and shouldn't be involved in. That's what I'm concerned about.
We're now less than 2 weeks from Election Day, and the polls show Donald Trump probably losing, if they're right. Do you worry about that? And what's your reaction going to be if he does lose?
I don't really put a lot of weight in polls. They change daily. I think that Mr. Trump will win. I think he will prevail. And I think he'll be a great president.
And what are you going to do if it turns out that the polls are right and Hillary Clinton wins on Election Day? How will you feel the day after?
I believe that there will be a huge change, and it won't be for the better. It will be maybe what some people refer to as the last days and so forth. And I believe that probably will occur.
So you really feel like the fate of the country is on the line in the next week and a half?
Yeah, I do. I believe it's that important.
That was Donald Trump's supporter, Margie Ward of Anchorage, speaking with Rachel Waldos of Alaska's Energy Desk. Tomorrow, we will hear from a Clinton supporter studying at the University of Alaska Anchorage. In this busy election season, Unalaskans aren't just picking the mayor or the president. Next week, they also vote on which representative to send to Juneau for the next 2 years. Unalaska belongs to State House District 37, a huge area that encompasses 10,000 voters from Anvik to Adak. Democratic Bryce Edgemond of Dillingham has represented the district for the last decade. But this year, he faces competition from two newcomers, Republican William Weatherby of King Salmon and write-in candidate Stan Swetsoff of Naknek. While this is the first time Weatherby and Swetsoff have run for public office, Edgemond has served on the House Finance Committee for the last 6 years. Edgemond says it's critical that the district continues to have a veteran legislator, especially as the state tries to solve its massive budget shortfall.
Alaska really is at a crossroads, and the decisions in front of us will make or break our future. And to have somebody who's very familiar with the process in Juneau and certainly the issues that surround the fiscal challenge is a huge advantage. And to have seniority as I've accumulated down in Juneau, I think really best positions me to represent the community in the most effective way.
Edgemond says his top priority is fixing the state's finances, but there are other issues he'd like to address soon.
The restructuring of the marine highway system is one that comes to mind that has direct bearing on the community of Unalaska and the communities in all of southwest Alaska.
But according to challenger William Weatherby, Edgemond hasn't earned the chance at another term.
Now more than ever, he says, we need experienced leadership in Juneau. Well, years ago was when we really needed it, and now we're behind the eight ball. And people who were in there that could have made a difference didn't make a difference. They don't deserve to continue on.
Originally from Oregon, Weatherby has lived in Alaska for a decade and worked as a laborer. If elected, the Republican candidate says he'll pass legislation to give Alaskans the money they would have received this year if Governor Bill Walker hadn't capped the permanent fund dividend. He says he'll also work to make sure PFD checks aren't cut again.
I will tell the government no every single time they try to get their hands on it. I will just say no. I'm looking forward to standing up to governor or to other representatives.
Write-in candidate Stan Swetsoff also wants to see new leadership in Juneau, but he doesn't think Weatherby is the answer. Swetsoff was raised in the Aleutian chain, and he's now police chief of the Bristol Bay Borough. He says he decided to run for the House after lawmakers cut funding for prisons and other law enforcement over the last year.
We can't cut back on public safety. When you cut a trooper and you don't backfill it, that really hurts everybody else that's working on the streets to try to make a difference.
Swetsoff says his experience also gives him a unique understanding of the entire district.
You know, Bryce in the past